Silly Conversations, the podcast. Your host, Denzel Mills.
Podcasting world, podcasting people. Another outside broadcast. I'm getting quite good at these, but I found a little quiet spot. And I think this is going to be the last of the outside broadcasts for a while. And this has been the month of August. And I think at the very beginning, the first one I did, I kind of said, I think I was suffering some effects of burnout. And now, near the end of August, I'm sure I am, and I have been suffering some of the effects of burnout, to be quite honest. I bumped into a student the other day, and she asked me, how was the holidays? And we were just chatting, and I said, I really didn't disconnect. Because even though I wasn't giving classes, I had some other activities or other things that I had to do, some things at home. And then, for those people who work as self-employed, autonomous self-employed, especially in maybe this type of work, you're always thinking, who is going to come back to working with you or contracting you in September? So you always have one eye on thinking about, will I have work? Those are some of the things that have been kind of going around my head. And at the same time, I've been working on the idea of a website, which should be ready at the end of September. And you'll have many, many things. Okay. Not many. You'd have a few things there on the website if it works how I want it to work, which kind of connect to these podcasts and monologues, etc., for you to download or investigate. And that's part of the things I've been doing. So disconnecting? Not really. It's been a different type of break, but not the kind of break where you think, oh, you come back energized. And even then, I also have been going to the gym, and you'll hear about that in the up and coming observations of a gym goer. But yeah, haven't really disconnected fully. So we'll see. During all of this, obviously, I've been doing some research for things, and on your YouTube feed, I think the algorithm, I tried to say this so many times and I made mistakes, algorithm, that's why I'm enunciating very well in this sense, the algorithm kind of shows you things that they think you might be interested in based on things you've looked at previously. And I've been noticing quite a lot of these language-related YouTube channels, and quite a lot talking about these polyglots. I think they're called polyglots, I can't remember. Basically, people who have learned hundreds of languages in seconds, because that's basically the tagline. The tagline is the statement or the sentence that they use to attract your attention. And everyone that seems to come up says the same thing. You can learn any language in 25 seconds. Okay. I'm exaggerating a little bit about the 25 seconds, but I mean, it's always the same. Learn any language in 30 days, the basics. I went from A1 to C1 in 1 year. Do this to improve your language skills. And some of them I kind of went into, had a look, had a listen. And some things were virtually, I think, not possible. Maybe if you work for the American Armed Forces or any of the special forces where they have their language department, so the people who can interpret I don't know, Arabic or Chinese or Japanese or whatever, and interpret people from Newcastle. That's a strong accent, Newcastle and Glasgow. That's a very strong accent. And maybe Dublin, some parts of Dublin, they've got a very strong accent. But anyway, they have these people who can interpret or learn, and then they work as interpreters, and they have like a special immersion type program where they actually have audio tapes to listen to get the sound, the cadence, the rhythm of the language. And then they have native teachers who kind of teach them the structure, a conversation, then the vocabulary, then the grammar. So if we remove those CIA, special forces, super, how can I say, people who've got this this don for languages, if we remove those out of the equation, then we've got the other groups. Now, you could probably hear these birds here, and you're probably thinking, Denzel, you're a liar. You're probably on some tropical island drinking a pina colada and watching these birds go by and waiting for your yacht to pick you up. Well, I can tell you, in my mind, I am doing something like this. But the reality is, if you know Valencia, I'm in Parque Oeste, sitting on a bench, and these birds are just flying over for effect. There's no yacht, there's no pina colada. There was a cortado before though. So, back to the polyglots, people on YouTube. Now there were a couple of people who did have some good ideas and good suggestions. And you know me, I'm always saying to people, listening. Do listening skills, improve your listening skills. Don't focus so much on grammar. Focus on the idea of actually acquiring and tuning your ear. And then you can start then working on the grammar structures. There's a man here walking with one of those furry dogs. You know, they look like balls of cotton wool. Algodon, balls of cotton wool with just legs. And they're walking past me. He's dressed all in blue. He's got blue flip-flops, light blue. He's got a little bit darker blue trousers, but they're still light blue. And then he's got a dark blue top. So he's going from basically from the bottom, light blue, medium blue, and then dark blue. It's like a reverse drink or something. Anyway, sorry. Back to the polyglots people. Sorry. So one of these guys was quite interesting because he was talking about, I'll just let EasyJet go past now. Everybody wants to just getting on my little conversation. So one of these people was talking about this kind of 15-minute rule, which I have to admit, I do think he has a point here, a good point. And it was this 15-minute rule, which basically for him was, you do 15 minutes in the morning, which is just listening. That's when your kind of mind is quite relaxed and receptive to taking on ideas before you start thinking about your day and the activity. And those 15 minutes listening could be on the way to work, as I said to my students, metro, car, but 15 minutes listening in the morning. And the objective here is just to listen. You don't need to understand or try to understand, just listen. One of the things this guy said, which was very important, which I thought was quite interesting, was the range of listening activity. Now, he was kind of talking about if you understand between 50 and 70%, that would be perfect for your level. If you understand more than 70, then basically it's going to be a bit too easy for you and you should move up to the next level. And if you understand less than 50%, it's too hard, so you should move down. So if we take somebody in an average range, A2 or B1 level, okay, so that's about pre-intermediate, intermediate, they should be listening at something which they find difficult, but they can pick out 50-60% of the general idea, not the words, not the individual words, but the general concept, the general idea of what the person is talking about. If they understand much, much more, when people say, I understand everything, then that's too easy. You need to work a little bit harder. And if they understand absolutely nothing, then they need to find something else which kind of fits into that 50 to 70% of understanding. I suppose it's a little bit like the gym. If you could lift, I don't know, 30 kilos, 20 kilos on any particular type of activity without any problem and do all the repetitions, then maybe it's too easy for you. You need something which causes a little bit of stress, not mental stress like I'm having, but a little bit of stress so you actually work the muscle. And it's the same with the listening activity. So that's the morning, 15 minutes of listening. Then he was saying that sometime in the afternoon, midday or something like that, you listen to the same thing again for 15 minutes, but this time maybe try to take some notes and maybe focus on high frequency words. What do I mean by high frequency words? High frequency words are the words we use regularly, quite often. So in any language, there are between 250 and 500 words that are used almost in every sentence, every day, in conversation. These are words which we will call high frequency words. And the afternoon listening would be really to try to note down or identify some of these high frequency words in that listening and try to then picture the overall context of what the person is talking about. So that's 15 minutes in the morning, just listening. 15 minutes in the afternoon, listening again, but focusing on identifying words which are repetitive, which occur many times in that listening. Then in the evening, now the evening is definitely a martini, two olives, well, three olives really. They only give you one sometimes. I don't know if it's the economic situation. But anyway, a martini, a beer. If you're very posh, you may want to have a cocktail. Occasionally, maybe a glass of cava, you know, just to make you feel good. So, maybe I'm going to change out the martini for cava. Glass of cava in the afternoon. So then in the evening, glass of cava. So then in the evening, now is when you kind of try to get yourself a pen, a paper, and note down some sentences. Doesn't have to be 100% correct. Note down some sentences, some phrases, and also practice. I'll wait till Ryanair goes by. Not because I'm very tall and I can read that it's Ryanair, it's because the plane is flying very low. So listen, maybe write down some sentences and also try to mimic, to repeat some of the phrases, some of the expressions and the way the person actually says that. Now this guy, I'm going to leave a link to his YouTube channel, and when I get the website, I'll also kind of leave a link there. He kind of says, if you do this repetitively, and I said it right the first time, repetitively for 30 days, according to him and studies that he's looked at, I don't know if these are true, you will actually see changes in the brain. I wish I had a brain. Well, I wish I had some changes in the brain. I've got a brain. So they talked about you'll actually see changes in the brain in terms of developing learning skills and how your brain will adapt to this methodology of learning. And have you noticed here, it's all about listening. Listening first, listening, and then listening for specific words which are and phrases which are repetitive, and then listening to identify sentences and repeat those sentences, and then maybe that second part by looking at sentences, you will see grammar structures, but not the way generally we are taught in academies. We're always taught the grammar first and things like that. So I found this was quite interesting. However, with all of these polyglots, with all these people who speak many, many languages, they do, that's the problem. They speak many languages. I think one of these, several of these people on YouTube, minimum four or five languages. This particular person, I can't remember his name at the moment, speaks at least five languages to a level of maybe C1 level and has written many books on language learning, but he was a language teacher. So he's not from the CIA or Special Forces Language Department, you know, to go to somewhere and says, oh, can we buy some guns? No, they're just normal people who have learned many languages and learned a technique and then have developed their YouTube career and also are authors of many books about how to learn. But generally, the majority all say exactly the same. The most important thing is to work on the comprehension, listening comprehension first, then some vocabulary. And we're not talking about, I don't know, you've got to learn 50 words a day, and by the end of the month, you've got, I don't know, 10,000 words. I know that calculation, 50 words a day times 30 doesn't lead to 10,000. I'm just exaggerating. I mean, let me exaggerate. But we don't need this vocabulary of like saying, oh, I need to know all the words. I need to know all the words in the world, because we don't. Think about your vocabulary, you personally, depending on your job, depending on your level of education, depending on who you're speaking to, whether it's people at work, whether it's a senior person, whether it's your friends. We have a very limited range of vocabulary. And only when we do something special, a presentation, we go to a trade show or something like that, is when we actually start to extend a little bit of that vocabulary. Or, unless you're like me, a podcasting genius, then obviously the range of vocabulary is as wide as the river in Valencia. Okay, the riverbed, because there's no river in Valencia. So that's really, I suppose, one of the things I hope you try and do, and let's see if it works. In the future, you will have the opportunity. I keep talking about the future because I'm a positive person. In the future, the world will have the opportunity to kind of give me some feedback and some comments based on what I'm asking you to try and do, which is focus on listening first, focus on identifying high frequency words, focus on understanding context rather than understanding word by word. Because in your native language, you don't do that for sure. So this was just the last, potentially the last of, it's one of those little long sausage dogs. The ones who were playing tennis last time, I wonder if it's the same owner. Nope, it's a different owner. Okay, but remember last time I was doing something like this and there was a guy, now she's clapping. Last time I was doing something like this and there was this guy, the Rafa Nadal dog trainer. Well, this woman has the same type of dog, but she doesn't have a tennis racket. She just has a ball, a yellow ball. I think the ball is a bit too big for the mouth of the dog. But anyway, at least she's not banging it against a fence. Now, probably you can hear the other dogs in the background. But if not, okay. Yes, you can. So, my friends, I'm going to leave you. The next time you'll hear from me will be again in glorious audio with more interviews, more shenanigans. I love that word, shenanigans. Now, shenanigans, I should really tell you to go and look it up, shenanigans. So more shenanigans from my side. And I think that's it. So I will close, because there's more activity now, much more activity going on. So I will close this outside broadcast, the August outside broadcast. And I will see you all in September. No, I said I will see you all in September. There's no video. You will hear me again in September, my friends. Enjoy your day. Try this 15-minute listening activity. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the afternoon, and 15 minutes in the evening with a glass of cava. And just a final thought. There's a lot of these sausage dogs around. The woman in front of me has two. And there always seems to be one who wants to play with the ball, the sausage dog, and the other one who just wants to sit and do nothing. I think if they come in pairs, the sausage dogs, that's what you get. The lazy one and the one who's just, throw me the ball, send me the ball. Anyway, I'm digressing. That's what I'm talking about, shenanigans. I'm digressing, my friends. Listen, enjoy your day, enjoy your listening, and thank you for your time. This is your greatest podcaster closing down the outside broadcast. See ya.
The voices and the names have been changed in this podcast to protect the wicked. For any grammar, information, or correction, please ask someone else, not me.